Hello and welcome to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne inviting you to journey to all that is.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Judy Clark and Reverend Levon Philhaber today with BBS Radio. And Judy is my guest. So, Judy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Real, real good. The weather is just so beautiful today.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Yes, okay. Well, we just want to let everyone know that you have some fantastic things to offer. I know you're from the Chicago area.
Yes, I am. I'm from Morris.
Morris, okay. Uh-huh. Now, from my understanding, you have quite a few things that you have going. And now, what is probably the number one thing that you have to offer?
Well, the name of the business is called The Connected Edge. And there are many different modalities within The Connected Edge that I offer. There are the healing services, there's the Reiki, the Abundant Reiki, the Reiki Sage. I have the Alpha Oxy Spa and the Ionic Foot Bath, which I'll go into in a little bit, explain what each one of these is. So I have a lot of modalities that work with individuals to help break through stagnant energy and things like that, to work with the healing process. I also have a product line, and I also have work with other healers and in creating a speakers network, and I offer workshops and seminars and offer really just this network where other healers can come in and share what they do, and so there's a lot of educating going on, and it also works with individual, it works with groups, it works with businesses, and it can even work with corporations, like if they would like to have wellness programs and bring in motivational speakers or things like that within their facility. I do have something, though, if you don't mind, Levon, that I would like to start with. It kind of is a foundation here. It's an article that I wrote about healing.
That sounds fantastic.
And I would love to read it first, and then we can go into all the different modalities.
Yes, we can explain all these different things you have to offer in detail a little more.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
so healing is a courageous decision. Deep pain, repeated unwanted patterns in our lives are symptoms of stagnant energies that are desiring to be released. It is only when we decide to become devoted to our sacredness and connect to the absolute beauty of our souls that we can start to awaken our truth. As we awaken, we release blocked energy patterns that can be generations old. Healing then becomes linear with the ability to clear ancestral rhythms, allowing more freedom for future generations. The decision to heal is courageous. We not only heal for ourselves, we change the energy of past imprinted patterns and open up the channels for freer movement in the future. Breaking the chains that bind, sometimes the agony of generations past. These ancestral rhythms are not necessarily our truths. They are merely old wounds that have never been tended to. Sometimes, never even truly acknowledged. When you think about the wound in a physical term, the stages goes as follows. The initial trauma and pain. Now comes the decision-making process. You can acknowledge the trauma, the pain, the wound, and you can expose it by really looking at it, assessing the best method to heal it, clean it, etc. Or you can ignore it, suppress it, cover it up so you don't have to look at it. The truth is that taking the time to see it and heal it is the quickest way through the pain. Ignoring will cause infection and further trauma, more to deal with, and ultimately much more pain. Not only for us, also for those that we love, those that we live with, and sometimes even innocent bystanders that have absolutely no idea what's going on. I know that we all fear pain. Pain is not fun in any way, shape, or form. However, if we are feeling pain, it is communicating a message to us. It is present for a reason. Healing is what makes us whole. Avoidance fragments us and changes us. It changes our perceptions, and it disconnects us from our truth, from our passion, from our ability to truly feel alive and present. It will change our experience. The ability to stand and walk through the pain, so to speak, to connect to it in a way that will allow you to heal is powerful, because ultimately it keeps us whole, and that we do not abandon ourselves. The ability to not abandon ourselves is one of the most incredible gifts that we can give ourselves. This is the compass for future generations. This is the ultimate gift that you could ever give to your child. Many of us carry the fear of abandonment and the pain that travels with it. How often do we abandon ourselves? As you open to the awareness of this, you can change this pattern and every day stand stronger in your connection to your soul. You then become a light to show others the strength and authenticity of living fully. Think of fear as an illusional prison cell that holds you captive by infecting your thinking. The fear of pain is, most of the times, 100 times worse than the actual experience of the pain. Pain and fear are ultimately heavier to carry than love and peace. The first step in finding your true direction is to not abandon yourself and heal. You heal for yourself, heal for your children, heal for your ancestors, heal for humanity. We are all connected, and because of that, we are never alone. So that's one of the articles that I've written, and that's a lot of the foundation of it. This is a, you know.
I liked it. In fact, even while you were talking, there was a couple incidences that came to my mind.
Uh-huh.
It was like it was telling me that I have to deal with this.
Right.
And when you talk of pain, you're talking about all kinds of pain, and that's what came to my mind. There's a situation that I'm dealing with, and I'm trying to kind of maybe just ignore it. But after listening to your, would you call it a poem?
It's just a little article that I wrote, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways, it made me realize that when I do talk to this person this evening, it's going to be painful for her, but it's doing her service by dealing with it instead
right.
of just ignoring it.
Because it's always there, you know, it's always
yep.
there. It's whether, you know, and the energy of it is always there until you can process it and you bring up the awareness and you can take the time to heal it, and then you can come from a whole new perception. But when you think about, you know, some of our perceptions, they're really coming almost from this mountaintop of pain. So it's really, even though you may think it's a clear view, it's really not, because it has not been ignored. And so when you take the time to go in and heal, it brings peace to your soul. And it also teaches you to not abandon ourselves, you know, your own self. And I think that in our society, sometimes we really tend to do that a lot. And as you stand stronger in yourself, it's like you hear the guidance clearer. You experience all these things on a much clearer level.
Well, you know, as a rule, when you go to a doctor, they a lot of times, and I'm not saying I'm against this now, even though I do lean toward the more natural thing, everybody's got to do what
right.
their truth tells them, but a lot of times they just give you a Band-Aid or a painkiller instead of dealing.
Right, and instead of, like, why is this happening to
yeah.
you? Right.
Because everything has its reason, and it's quite interesting because just this last couple of days, my husband and I went to help some relatives with some construction. Mm-hmm. And I played baseball, and I slipped on the wet grass and hurt my knees plus my, upper back. And because of some of the things that we were going to cover today,
mm-hmm.
you know, there would have been a time I'd have just left it, you know, heal
right.
on its own.
Right.
But now I've been doing Reiki on myself. I've been asking what is the foundation,
mm-hmm.
and I am amazed. I am 80-some% better,
mm-hmm.
and because I'm continuing
right.
to clear and to do Reiki on myself.
And to pay attention to the new signals and where you're at
yeah.
now. Uh-huh.
I am so amazed because I'm, you know, in my 50s, And I've learned that the little bit older you get, for some reason, when you do fall,
right.
you get more, oh, and yeah. it doesn't want to come back as quick.
Right.
So I'm, like, rejoicing. I mean, yesterday I was walking down the steps, and I had to take my knees kind of like, oh, today I'm walking down my steps just a little bit. Pain.
Uh-huh.
So this stuff really, really works.
And it really does.
It's amazing. And that's why we're on the show today, right? We want
right.
to help people.
Exactly.
What I do too, and you know, Reverend Charisse and you work together too.
Right.
Our goal is to teach people, because we offer schools and everything on the internet. We want to help people, but what we're trying to teach people, because the only true permanent healing is self-healing.
Exactly.
And I call it, like, looks like you and I and Charisse are out in the fields collecting rocks, taking them out on piles to clear the fields for growing crops, and we're doing fine until a huge rock gets in the way, and then we need to help each other.
Right. Exactly.
And then even that is still self-healing, because we ask, and, you know, we just need someone. And I think it's very exciting, because I'll be honest, when I fell 2 days ago, I thought, oh, no, because,
right.
and I'm like, hey,
right.
I'm doing
right.
great, actually, for the incident that happened.
Right. Just because you suppress something doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. You know, just because, like, if you take something and you just ignore it, or you just push it down, or know it's not there, know it's not real, the truth is it's affecting you all the time. And then from that suppression, and as it goes deeper, you know, you really almost end up, like you were talking about how, you know, like when you go to the doctor, sometimes they just give you a medicine and it's just kind of a Band-Aid. Well, the initial symptom might go away, but it is actually suppressed and it goes down deeper into the body. And then later it comes out and it manifests in a different way. So really the easiest and the quickest way through this thing is to take the time, acknowledge it, process it, heal it, and move on.
And like you say, it affects not just me. In fact, I found out where I was picking up a lot of their stuff.
Right.
So, and then one time I know there was an individual that had cysts, and I was talking to a healer, and I said, well, wouldn't it be just easier to go to a doctor and say, here, cut this out?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, then what's going to happen is the issue you didn't deal with will just come another place in your
right.
body.
Right.
So these are all signs.
Exactly, exactly. And it's just, yeah, it's the communication, and that's the integration of the body, mind, and soul, is to listen and to respect each part of ourselves and, you know, to listen to what each part of ourselves has to say and work with the integration. And through that, then you really learn to not abandon yourself, which is very, very key.
Well, some of the stuff you say that you do, I do too. So if you'd want to start with your list and kind of explain for those that are listening, because I'm sure there's, I think Chicago is what, like the third biggest city?
Mm-hmm.
So you probably even have quite a few that are listening that could even come by you
right.
or call you, at whatever, because I know I do some services where it has to be done in physical, you know, where, but many of my services can be done on the phone.
Right, right.
And then I offer things also that they can do through the mail or the internet. And
mm-hmm.
so maybe if you would like to cover some of what you do,
sure.
and if you say something that I do, I might share a little bit just
oh,
because.
Oh, sure. That would be great.
Okay.
I do Reiki, which you do as well. And for those who aren't familiar with Reiki, it's a type of energetic body work that utilizes the life force energy. And it creates stimuli as well as responses to shift energetic states of blockages and patterns in the body. This technique originated in Japan centuries ago, and it's used to facilitate shifts in the emotional, physical, mental, spiritual areas of your life. It's very safe and natural. It promotes healing on many levels, and it produces definitely numerous benefits.
And you never know what's going to happen. I know I had a gal ask me to come to her house to attune her. Because I'm a Reiki master, and I assume you said you're a Reiki master?
Yes, I am a Reiki master.
And the difference of a Reiki master and just Reiki is that we can attune, which means people that want their Reiki abilities to come to surface.
Right.
In fact, I believe in the scriptures when there's verses where it talks about the disciples were laying hands on each other, I think some of it was healing, but I think they were also attuning.
Right.
In many instances.
Right. Well, we're all connected, and we're all energy. You know, it gets pretty simple that way. And so it's just sometimes it's the transference of energy, or the, you know, just helping another person out if their energy field is low. And so you just go in and you transfer energy and you work to help and to clear and to, you know, sometimes if necessary, expose, you know, expose where the wound is, expose where it came from so that it can come up to the surface and that it can be healed.
And when this gal had me come, we end up doing a trauma erase, which wasn't expected. But see, that's the thing. When we as practitioners lay our hands down, we're, the divine knows what's going on.
Right.
So we never know what's really going to happen. And everybody is so different. Just like I'm sure most people listening say, oh, I know what Reiki is. But did they really know the in-depth, especially if they're not practicing it?
Right.
You know, because you know how we hear these terms. Even we talked about energy a lot today.
Right, right.
And a lot of people just, okay, not before I became in this mindset, energy only meant like, you know, how sometimes you wake up and you're tired, you don't have any energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but energy, what we're talking, how would you just, is there a simple way of just saying it in a short way, what energy is?
Well, it's, you know, I mean, when you were saying, the first thing that's popping to my head is, you know, it's like the level of vibrancy. You know, it's like when you think, sometimes when you, like, it's such a, you know, beautiful time of the year when you think about the flowers and you think about their colors and you think about how vibrant they are right now. And then as we go into the next season of the fall, when they start to fade, they start to lose that vibrancy and that starts to change. So energy is in a way, it's where you're at. It's your state of being. How vibrant are you? You know, how alive are you feeling right now?
Which pertains to not just the spiritual, but it will affect the emotional, the physical, the
mm-hmm.
mental. And in fact, there's a gal up here that's from California, and she came up to me and she said something, and I told her what I do a little bit, and she goes, "That's why you look so healthy. Your cheeks are so rosy." And she says, because chi, she goes, energy.
Energy,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was kind of interesting how she caught it. But there are, like I've had people that have made appointments because they've seen my aura.
Uh-huh.
And they said, you've had what they call a love aura, so they wanted to get to know me. So they made an appointment.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So would you say aura is like kind of a... the energy showing what kind of energy is going on?
Yeah, the aura is your energy field, right? It's the field because we all have, you know, not only are we composed of energy, it's also around us and it's also our field. And when you're vibrating at a very, you know, at a higher level, your field, you know, all of us have the capability of really having quite large energy fields. And so doing Reiki and doing the type of energy work, it helps to really nourish, you know, on many levels. It helps to nourish the body, the mind, the soul, the spirit, and your field, and your heart. And you can, the bigger your field and the more, the less affected you're really going to, you know, we all have these points in our lives where it's kind of like, oh, if one more thing happens, you know, you just feel like you really get bogged down. And so by doing the energy work, by doing that, it's really, it's like it's food for your field. It's, you know, it's a type of food for your field that it just keeps you strong and things don't penetrate or crash in on you or feel as devastating as it can if you're functioning from a lower space like that, you know, a lower field energy.
So it kind of clears, unblocks, so like the chakras and everything else. It's healthier because it's unblocked.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which is quite interesting, you know. Like, I do a massage, and it's because it's kind of like the cover-up,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there's, where I live, it's becoming more alive. It doesn't look like it, but there are people that are coming to me that there's more people than we think. It's just that a lot of us, I believe, from my experience doing trauma erase, which involves going into sometimes past lives and things, a lot of us have been past life healers,
mm-hmm.
and we've been persecuted.
Right.
So everybody's so careful.
Right.
Well, even today, you have to be a little bit, you're the wrong person, and it depends on where they're at. Next minute, you know, you're a witch or something, you know.
Right, it's all how it's interpreted.
It's where
perception.
They're at, but we still cannot quit just because of that. I've had some experiences recently, and it turned out to be the best thing that ever happened for me, but also others that were involved, and I can see, like you say, it spreads.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that it's for the good. But sometimes when you go through it, it's not.
Right.
Like you said, the pain, we don't really like pain. I mean, we're humans.
Right. But, you know, and if you think about things, if you can heal things energetically, it's really one of the fastest ways to heal.
Yes, just like my experience of 2 days ago. And I didn't just hit the ground lightly. I mean, I'm black and blue.
Right.
But I am amazed. I'm just amazed.
Right.
Because there was a time, even when I was younger, I would fall or something, and boy, it would be forever for it to go away.
Right.
So it's what a testimony, what a witness when it works for you.
Absolutely.
It makes you believe more, and when others can see it.
Absolutely.
They believe it a little more, or sometimes big time more. So.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so we touched quite a bit on Reiki.
Now,
I noticed you talked about different kinds.
I also offer what I call a abundant Reiki session, and that's where I actually use other things, you know, instead of totally just using the hands and the energy, I also use oils and mist and gemstone, you know, incorporate gemstone therapy with it, incorporate energy tools and devices to help, that is really, really helpful, especially when there's sometimes when things are so far suppressed that someone is functioning out of a place and they're really not even clear why, and there's these repeated patterns in their life, and they're not, you know, they haven't really connected to why, or certain things will continually happen to them over and over again. And so by bringing in kind of like extra modalities, extra energy into the field, you can help to, you know, really get in there and expose those really deep issues sometimes. So I also offer the Abundant Reiki session. And then I also do what's called Reiki Sage, which is a type of massage incorporating Reiki with it.
Is it like a deep tissue or deep muscle or?
No, it's not. I wouldn't say it's not deep, no. It's really like a light massage, and you're just really utilizing and very much aware and incorporating the Reiki energy with the massage. And then you also really take, at the end of the massage, you really go in and you really expand the energetic field around the person. You kind of like pull off all the stagnant things and really then expand their field as well. And what I have with that is actually, if the client would like a guided meditation with that massage. So there's actually like a CD that I play that really works with the Reiki massage, and it will kind of take them through everything so that they're really connecting to all the touch. I mean, all the touch has purpose, and it will basically kind of explain that. And so it's a really great guided meditation as well.
So in other words, you're using hands, but you have a CD running, talking to them, and they're obeying or listening.
They're just listening, yeah. They don't really have to do anything. They're just laying on the table, relaxing, and they're just connecting with the words on the CD. And as I'm doing the body, you know, manipulations on them, they're really connecting to the deeper reason of why I'm doing that.
Okay.
You know, like you connect with each of the body parts, and you really raise that awareness, you know, like the areas of the shoulders is, you know, that's the areas of like burdens and responsibilities. So it will talk about that, and then it, you know, it will kind of really take them through that so they can really visualize each part of their body and then freeing, you know, whatever's going on in that area of the body.
Mm, quite so, interesting.
Yeah, it's very, very good. And then I also do a Wollstone massage, and this is a far infrared heated massage, and there's actual infrared clay heated pads that you use on the body. And it's a very deep relaxation, and it really helps in releasing stress. through accessing the chi points, and it allows balance to flow, and it really helps in integrating the body-mind into a really deep, relaxed state. And there's a lot of benefits. Like I said, it reduces stress and fatigue on the body. It improves circulation because the infrared penetrates about a good inch and a half into the body, and infrared has been known for all of its healing qualities for quite a long time. So this is a massage incorporating that. It helps to promote detoxification through improvement of the circulation system and of the blood and the lymph. It helps to support the immune system. It helps to provide relief from joint stiffness and muscle discomfort. It promotes soft tissue relaxation, and sometimes if people have like they're very stiff and they don't really have the flexibility, it really helps to get in there and heal and release, and so that there's an increased flexibility, and it improves the appearance of the skin. And it's an amazing, amazing massage. I know the first time I had it, I'm like, I have to learn how to do this, because it was really an amazing experience, and I really, really love that. So I offer that as well.
And so far, we've touched on about, five different modalities?
Four.
Uh-huh. Four, okay. Of those, what has been your more popular one?
The most popular is actually the combination of like an abundant Reiki, and then from that into the Reiki Sage. So it ends up being really like a 2 hour, 2.5. Sometimes it can go into 3 hour session.
Wow.
That's really been the most popular. And there's really been a lot of realizations and breakthroughs and things like that happening from that. I find that sometimes it's really hard to, like within a 1 hour time slot, like if you're really working with, like I said, some things that you don't quite understand, or you're feeling stuck or things like that, like the hour goes by so fast, and sometimes you're just barely tapping into it, and then it's, you're like the time slot's up. So with the Abundant Reiki and the Reiki Sage, I really let it just take its own life form, and everyone usually ends up different, and I let it go where it needs to go, and I don't worry about the time, and I make that clear to the client, like, if you need 3 hours, you need 3 hours, and it's like not a big deal, and if you only need, two, that's fine. So you just kind of go in and do the work and let it unfold as it unfolds.
So you're being guided.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Yes. And I also offer I offer a lot of things for detoxifying the body, because we really are exposed to a lot of high levels of toxins, and it's important to keep the body clean. Our body is our church. It houses our soul. So it's very important to help the body out. And so I offer, it's called an ionic foot bath, and this is it's an amazing way to detoxify the body. What it is, it helps to detox the body of heavy metals, cellular debris, parasites, inactive viruses, bacteria, yeast, fungus. The benefits include pain relief, enhanced nutrition absorption, aids in digestion through affecting the body's pH, helps to reduce inflammation, it increases oxygen in the body, improves sleep, energizes the body, stimulates the immune system, helps the liver to cleanse, the lymph and swollen glands. Fluid retention, it helps to release that, helps with symptoms of PMS, skin problems, energizes, improves gout conditions. And through all that, there's definitely times that it does help assist in weight loss, depending on what's going on with that. And how it works, what it is it's very relaxing as well. The client will just sit down and I have this tub of, this little foot tub of water, and then what I do is you put what is called an array into the water, and then you hook it up to this machine, and the water is ionized through using the array, and the array splits the water molecules into the hydrogen and the OH negative ions, and at that point the ions can travel through the body and it neutralizes the oppositely charged ions. And as it's doing that, it creates like this pressure. And then there's also 2,000 plus pores on the bottom of your feet. And so it literally will like pulse toxins out through the bottoms of your feet. And it definitely really stimulates the lymphatic system to release the toxins.
And then it's kind of like pertains to reflexology, though. Everything is connected to the feet.
Yes, yes. And you can also do your hands if you wanted to, too, because the hands are also in reflexology, you know, the
right.
point. And then the water will change colors. I know it's like when I first got the machine, I wanted to see, like, oh, you know, it probably will change the water even if nobody's feeding it. So I'd put the array in and I put it in the water and I let it go. And it, you know, recommends really that you do like 45-minute treatments. And so I had that in there, and the water did turn orange. But you will notice that when there's actually a person using it, the water will turn a lot of other colors. And then depending on what color the water turns, it basically is telling you where it's detoxing from. For example, like if it's a dark green color, that's detoxing from like the gallbladder. The brown is like from the liver, and it can also, you know, like with it'll show like, you know, like not really show, but it will help like with detoxing like nicotine and from tobacco and things like that. The black is also like some of the liver problems. If there's flex, that shows the heavy metals. Yellow greenish color shows the kidney, the bladder, the urinary tract. It's detoxing. There, if there's a white foam that shows the lymphatics. And if there's like a white cheese that shows a yeast problem within the body.
It's interesting because I do that too. But
uh-huh.
I kind of got one of those that's not as, you know, there's different prices, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting how you brought that up because what is the machine called that you put in there, the little device?
It's called the Array.
And that's, how do you spell that?
It's Array.
Okay, because I didn't know that. And it is quite interesting because my husband, when he put his feet in there, my goodness,
mm-hmm.
it was pretty nasty.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. And you know what? You will feel more energy. You will feel actually more energy after the first time you do it. It amazed me. I was very surprised to experience that. The first time I did it, after I did it, I was like, wow. And your feet feel really, really good afterwards.
And my husband actually was hurting like from the hips down to his toes.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got out, he said, my legs don't hurt, my feet don't hurt, but
it
in a
really
few days.
It helps the joints, yeah.
Huh? He started a little bit again after a few days. Well, it's because, you know, there's a foundation that's causing.
Right,
you know,
right.
You have to deal with not just the outer, but the inner.
Right.
But
well,
he was so, because he was really hurting pretty bad.
Yeah,
so I was happy to see that.
Right, and when you stop and think about all the different things that we really are exposed to, we're really, you know, exposed to a lot, and so to raise your awareness about, you know, the types of food you're eating and the organic versus the non-organic and, you know, all those kind of things. And then you even think, like, when you wake up, like, you know, how clean is your shampoo? How clean is your soap? How clean is your toothpaste? So when you stop and think sometimes about what you're doing to your body on a daily basis, you know, if there's these big, long chemical names that you cannot pronounce and there's this ingredient list that's like a million miles long, chances are it's not natural and your body, it's polluting and harming your body, and your body does not know how to break it down or what to do with it, because we're really designed to, you know, we weren't created to be eating pesticides and things like that. So there's really so much more, I think, than you come to realize of how much toxicities that we are exposed to on a daily basis. And so there's an accumulation that happens within the body, and from that, you know, there comes all these stagnant energies and these illnesses and things, you know, I mean, cancer's at an all-time high. So it's really important to take the time to raise that awareness and to start making those shifts, and then also to detox the things that you've accumulated in your body.
I hear your doggy saying,
so I know,
amen, amen, amen.
She's supposed to be quiet today. She's not listening.
I have a little dog here, too, that likes to have his turn. He's outside right now, but I'm waiting myself. So, but I do believe that, you know, sometimes even, see, I'm very much into the Animal Speaks. I don't know if you ever read the book
yes,
by Ted
yes,
Andrews.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I do, I mean, And just about a month ago, I'm starting to have a little more visions, and I saw the bottom of an Indian man with the Indian pants and the moccasins. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I have been seeing animals. I saw a moose,
yeah,
an elk, a wolf,
isn't
and
that amazing?
Just in the last 2 days.
Yes.
But I see the divine because I really believe that.
Right, I do too.
Will send me dreams with
mm-hmm.
animals and
mm-hmm.
actually, I mean, seeing them and even dogs.
Yeah.
When they bark to me, it's like, yeah, yeah.
Tell more. Go. Yeah. Exactly.
I think that's pretty neat.
Yeah. And then one of the other things that I offer as far as the service is it's called the Alpha Oxy Spa Capsule. And this is an absolutely amazing experience. It's a 99% pure oxygen. It enhances cellular performance through increasing the oxygen levels in the body. And this is provided through three different capabilities. There's an inhalation treatment you can do, the face, and the body. The capsule is pre-programmed with about 18 different programs. There's one for circulation, respiratory, sleep, energy, weight loss, detoxification, just to name a few. And oxygen is definitely needed to effectively eliminate toxins and pollutants in the body. It's very interesting to always describe to people. My website is going to be up and running very, very soon, and there will be a picture of it on there. It kind of looks like a giant egg. And what you do, you lift up the top. Your head is always out and exposed, and there's nice, cool, fresh oxygen blowing right on your face. And then the cover will come down over the body. The bed inside the capsule is contoured, so it's very, very comfortable. The bed itself is heated, and then there is, which you can turn on or off, however you're comfortable. And then there's also knobs for vibration, so you get somewhat of a massage, which also stimulates the lymphatics to start releasing the toxins. And then there's aromatherapy, there's music, the soothing back heat. The benefits from it is clear thinking. It helps to stimulate the alertness, clarity, mood enhancements, it's endurance for sports, energy levels. It helps to decrease the cravings for alcohol and nicotine, destroys bacteria and viruses, improves skin, increases circulation, helps the skin to heal, like if you're peeling. It neutralizes toxins, stimulates the lymphatic system, boosts the immune system, promotes cell regeneration, aids with sleep disorders, lessens chance of infections like after surgery, helps to burn. Burns, if you're in there an hour, and it also heats up, and you can customize everything, but it can go up to 180 degrees if you want. So you will really, really pull things out of the body that way. And let's see. Where was it? It helps to relieve aches and pains. If you're in there an hour, and if you're basically functioning at the highest heat, it actually will burn like 600 calories. It'll show you how many calories it's burning while you're in there.
And what's the name of this again?
It's called the Alpha Oxy Spa.
Wow.
And it's absolutely it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. And there's actually not that many in the United States. It's really very interesting. It's very popular over in Europe, and to my knowledge in this area, I think there are other capsules out there, but there's not, I'm not aware of any of them that have the oxygen, so I think I'm really the only one in this entire area, and possibly the state that has the oxygen one. I don't know that for sure, but I know in the area there's definitely not, so it's really, really wonderful experience.
Well, I know oxygen is very, very, very vital for health.
Yes.
And a lot of times people are thinking, well, I breathe all the time, but, you know, most of us don't get the oxygen that goes into the blood, right?
Right, right. We breathe very shallow, you know, if you really pay attention. And, you know, that's why, like, you know, promoting yoga and all that kind of stuff is really good because it really, really promotes, like, that deep, deep breathing, like really getting in there, really, really utilizing the lung capacity. And because I think we only really use a fraction of that. We really breathe very shallow.
Isn't that what cancer is the main cause? It's because of the oxygen level is
oxygen level is very, very low, low. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's how it's really able to almost, you know, those cells are able to reproduce so quickly, is because there's, you know, there's really not that. Well, oxygen is life force, you know, when you think about it, it's absolutely life force.
And well, even when I was a gospel worker, I used to do a lot of really deep Bible studying, and in the concordance, it said the original meaning of spirit, Holy Spirit, was breath,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think about it, I think I have heard of people that have gone in a machine just for the oxygen.
Yes.
So I'm sure it's similar to what you're talking about,
yeah.
but, you know, I'm sure there's different.
It really does, honestly, it does amazing things for your skin. I mean, that is one of the, you know, one of the biggest things I, you know, can visibly see. It's like the skin just loves it. And, yeah, I don't promote it as really a anti-aging or more, you know, I don't really promote it as the spa benefit things. I promote it more for the health. But that is definitely a very nice perk that it has. So,
wonderful.
Yeah. And then
that is very, very important to most people nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yes.
I mean,
and if you have, and I really don't promote it as a weight loss thing either, because I really, the things that I have, I'm really more conscientious about the spiritual aspect and the detoxing and the cleansing and keeping the body clean. But you can, I mean, if you were to go into that, I mean, if you have, like, a lot of water weight, being in the high heat will definitely help you release that water. And so, you know, you can lose weight. If that's the reason for your weight, is the water retention.
Well, you know, I sell those detox foot patches, and I've got my products in a store because a gal put them on the bottom of her feet, and a lot of toxins do make you hold water. Makes
mm-hmm.
you heavier.
Yes.
So she was telling an individual that owned this little store. So I'm in the store because of it. And the lady just called me and says, this gal said she lost weight because of your detox foot patches. I'd like them in my store. I mean, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, I'm just going to come and deliver them because.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked for one, so it worked for others.
Mm-hmm.
I never made that promise. It's just.
Right. And I don't, like I said, I really don't promote it that way. But
mm-hmm.
if that's situations that you have going on, it will definitely help with the physical appearance, you know, that way too. You will do that. And it really helps, it says in the product manual, I don't actually really advertise that way either, but it really helps with like your energy fields just being in there. Well, you do feel very safe and protected. You almost feel like you're obviously in a cocoon. And it's a great place to do meditative work, or if you're seeking out answers and things like that. I utilize it a lot for that. I really go into like prayer and meditation, and I go into the capsule. And then using like the high heat capability, you know, I really come to understand, like, why Indians did the sweat lodges and things like that, because it really will open up, like, your crown chakra, and you will, there's just a lot of, it really helps to open things up, and you start to really sometimes can see a few things there, and you can kind of journey in there a little bit. So that's very cool.
Yeah, anything that kind of makes us sit still is so healthy. Cause
yeah, definitely.
So many of us just run, and, you know, more recently, I'm learning to not run so, and I know that
mm-hmm.
I've gone forward because of it. Just
right.
People just don't understand that principle. And I know so many people that, you know, they actually have to make an appointment to talk to you a little bit.
Right.
You know?
I know. It's really sad how busy uh-huh. everything's gotten, and it's, you know, that's what's hard. It's like it's hard to. If you don't take the time for the silence, I mean, you can't really sometimes hear the direction you're supposed to be going. You know, you just get pulled in all these different directions. And I know. And that's a, you know, that's another thing I wanted to say. It's like the truth is that everything we need is already inside of us. But in our day-to-day lives and for many different reasons and changing life situations, we become disconnected from our truth. And often we have a difficult time finding our way back to the truth. So it's like the use of the meditation tools and the different power pieces and all these different modalities and energy work and body work are there to help you on your way back, to help you to align, to help bring you more into focus, to help bring you out of the darkness or the fog. you know, well, that crosses our path.
On 60 Minutes, they were showing that the happiest country is Denmark. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Oh, no,
and,
I didn't.
And what they mostly said was they're content. They don't, well, they have a different system, so people aren't competing like they do here.
Mm-hmm.
So they get almost the same kind of pay, so they just, the government pays for the school and everything, college and all, so they don't worry. They just do what they want to do and enjoy it, but they say they just don't fret.
Right, right.
And they say you Americans are too stressful. And we were number 23 when it comes to being happy.
Oh, yes, we are. Well, we're bombarded with so much, and it's like with all the changes that's happened within the country within the last, especially the last few years, and, you know, the gas prices and all the different stresses and things like
the
that.
The fear that we're going to be bombed.
That's
period.
What's happening. There's so much fear.
Fear, yes.
Taking over. And the truth is, I mean, you know, it's almost like, you know, almost like how like a mother worries about her child. It's like you can't help it, you do it. But when you think about it, it's really wasted energy because
exactly.
What does it actually accomplish? It really doesn't accomplish anything. And the best thing that we can do for ourselves and for our country and for our future generations is to really just take some time, take some deep breaths, you know, work within what we can, what we're able to affect and change. Work within our own area, work within our own lives, you know, and start to really work to create the kind of life that we want. And as each of us does that, it will spread, it will open up, and I think things will change and we'll be coming from more of a place. I mean, the burden of fear is, it's a very heavy thing to carry. And you have to realize that, you know, it's a wasted energy unless you know that there's something that you can do, you know, that you can do to change the situation. So it's important to take the time and just, you know, like I know, you know, you just work within yourself and you work within your family and you know this is where you can start.
And a lot of,
important.
So far, everything that you have to share, it can help, it helps for people to center, like you said.
Right. Right.
And if we could, a lot of times people can't help being like that because they have this karma or energy to be released. It's blocked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the more, you know, so it's neat that you have such a nice variety.
Yeah.
To choose
and you
from.
Know, and fear breeds fear. You know, so you have to almost start, you know, stop participating in it to the best of your ability. Almost come to the awareness like when you're participating in it, and take a step back and say, okay, you know, I need to connect to myself. I need to connect to Source. I need to take this time. I need to heal. I need to not carry these heavy burdens that I really don't need to carry anymore, that do not serve my life in any way, shape, or form.
And just like when you meet an angry person, all anger is rooted in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can learn that, then we can kind of help these people and not, sometimes we take some of that anger kind of personally.
Right.
But then if we know that, then we can sit back, and most of us are intuitive.
Right.
And
well,
since I learned that, it's really helped me a lot
mm-hmm.
with angry people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They're coming from a different perception.
Yeah, they're not really angry. They're scared. Just like a dog that barks all the
right.
time and sniffs.
Right.
If you
right.
watch, they're usually angry.
And if you take
fearful
the,
dogs.
If you take the time to almost, like, you know, open up, like, your crown chakra, like, take some deep breaths in and, like, radiate through your heart, and really just send, like, peace and grace out, you will be amazed at how much. It's like you don't have to say a word. All you have to do is send it and radiate it. And if they're willing, they'll receive it, you know, even on a subconscious level.
And just send energy
help.
Of love.
Right, exactly.
Which really, I mean, I have learned, and it really works. And,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, when I first got into this new mindset, people that are very intuitive would tell me that I've done this before. And then I do remember when I was first married, I would tell the angels, tell my husband that I love him
mm-hmm.
and that he's protected. And, you know, and it's funny. So, because basically we're here just to help each other remember because many
absolutely.
Of this stuff, we've known it.
Absolutely. Yeah, to reawaken, you know,
yeah,
to reawaken all of those things.
Now, we have 5 minutes left here, and
okay.
I would like to share with the people, did you have anything else that you offered?
Real quick, I was going to just mention, I do offer an inspirational product line. I have what's called these little love bags, and they're just small little tokens of inspiration and love and things like that. So I have a very interesting product line, which will be, you know, be able to be viewed on the website. Probably within the next couple of weeks, that will be up and running, and they can visit my website, which will be www.theconnectededge.com or theconnectededge.org. And then I'm also offering on the 29th, on Sunday the 29th, I will have Reverend Cherise Thorne out, and she is going to have her book signing for Knowing Spirit Through Healing Your Soul. And from 11 to 12 will be like the greeting and the intro talk. From 12 to 1 will be the book signing. And then after that, she's also going to offer individualized channeled readings.
Now, where is this again?
And this is at my address. It's 1585 North Dwight Road in Morris, Illinois.
And you have a phone number there?
Yes. And my phone number is 815-941-1377. And so any that would like to attend, or if, and especially if they would like a channeled reading, they do have to call for a time slot for that. And but if they just would like to come, you know, it would be good to still know how many is coming so that I can.
And when was this again?
This is on Sunday, the June 29th.
June 29th.
And then
okay.
In the future, I'm going to be offering, I'm working to be offering monthly seminars or workshops and having other healers and participate in this. And so that also will be posted on the website as that comes. And I think one of the last things that I would like to end with is this really beautiful quote from Ray Husky. I found this, and it really touched my heart, so I'd like to share it with everyone. It says, "The wings of an angel can only spread if the heart and soul are connected. If your soul is thin, your heart can soothe it. If your heart is broken, your soul can mend it. We're all angels. We just need to find that connection." And I love that. So
that is very good. I just saw a show said we're all angels, and it was, of course, two gay men trying to show people that, you know, we're special too, you know, because
mm-hmm.
we're all angels. And I, too, would like to share that if I offer trauma erase, and I have found out that I can heal with my hands, but my most powerful healing tool is my voice, and I do most trauma erase on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any interest, my phone number is 218-425-3983. I also sell a lot of excellent products, and I do offer Reiki, trauma erase in person, massage, and other things. And for those that may be listening that live near me, I'm 218, again, 425-3983, but I'm LavonF at wiktel.com. That's LAVONNEF at WIKTEL.com. Okay, well, you know, I really enjoyed this. 55 minutes went really fast.
It went great, yes.
Yeah,
thank
it was
you
fun.
So much.
And I thank you. And
thank you.
We will talk soon, and everyone out there, we will talk to you next week.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. Please visit our website at www.knowingspirit.org. And if you would like to be a guest on our program or book a private consultation with Reverend Cherise Thorne, please call us at 1-815-483-1141. Until then, this is Reverend Cherise sending you light and love on your journey home.